I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Hey, good morning. This is Bob Sherwood. Thanks for listening. For 78 years, almost 79, I've been making choices. Just like you have been making choices for the number of years you've been around. I make these choices sometimes without thinking. Sometimes I think through these choices. But the idea is we're all about choices. I mean, it's my choices for the last 79 years that landed me in Santa Clarita, California today. Now, I don't know if any one choice did that other than the fact that I drove here a few days ago. But the whole series of choices lands us where we are. For example, I lived in a home at 5 May Lane. I sold it 25 years ago for $800,000. If you go to Zillow today, it's worth $4 million. I made a choice. I sold it. If I'd have stayed there, would I now have a house worth $4 million? I don't know, because I don't know what might have transpired. Maybe other things would have happened that would have affected other choices that I've made. But we're all a product of our choices, and that's what I thought about this morning when I was in bed, is that I was with my grandson, 3 years old, and I'm with some of my children who are older than that. But the point is about choices is that what's the difference between an adult and a child? And I thought about it and I thought, well, maybe it's the way they handle choices. For example, I remember Ernest Hemingway. I read a report on Ernest Hemingway, and all his life, he blamed everything on everybody else. On his deathbed, he said, it was all my fault. Maybe he finally realized that everything was a result of his choices. Those choices weren't always forced upon him. He could have made different choices. But blaming somebody else for the consequences of his choice certainly doesn't make him an adult. If he made a choice and there were consequences and he accepted those consequences, then in my mind, he's an adult. And that's the difference between a child and an adult. An adult, I think, embraces the consequences of their choices and doesn't blame the results. Even if the consequences are unintended or negative, they don't blame those results on somebody else. They were a result of the choices that that adult made. I used to love to listen to Jimmy Buffett in Margaritaville, how he goes to the different verses, and first it was, could be my fault, then it was somebody else's fault. But at the end, in the final verse, he says, it was all my fault. So he realizes that that it was his choices that created these consequences. Now, the fault issue is kind of a result of the choices, but it's accepting the consequences of the choices. But to me, the adult issue is, do you make your choices, accept the consequences of those choices, good, bad, or indifferent, and don't blame other people for the results of your choices? They may have had a role in forming your choice or in contributing to your choice, but in the end, it was your choice. If you're married and you choose to leave your wife, that's your choice. Whatever reason, you did it. Or you were going to do it, or she left you. But that was her choice. But the point is that an adult lives with the consequences of their choice. And that's really a message for today, is about thinking about choice. Two other comments. One, as you may know, Colin Powell has passed away. He was 84. He was one of my favorite people. I read a book that he wrote on his life. And it was really incredible because when he came back to the United States after the war, he was on his way to becoming Joint Chiefs of Staff and then Secretary of Defense. He landed in Atlanta and then he had to drive up to Washington, D.C. And he described in his book how many hotels he'd stopped at that his family couldn't stay at because they were black. My gosh, here he is on his way to being a general, and he's got hotels who won't let him stay at, people that probably profited from his military service. But he made a choice. He didn't make a big deal out of it, according to the book. He simply moved on, got another hotel, and of course became Secretary of Defense. And I think when he finally realized that his testimony before the UN in terms of weapons of mass destruction was based on a faulty reasoning, I think he gave up politics forever. Maybe he felt he was used, but he made another choice. He left because he felt that what he was doing or had done was probably dishonorable. It wasn't his fault. He was given that information by somebody else, but he made the choice to use it, and he lived by his choice. He never once, and I heard him talk at least once, he never once said, "Oh my gosh, I was given faulty information. It was their fault." No. He took the blame for talking to the United Nations. There was definitely weapons of mass destruction. No, he did it. He didn't pass the blame on to somebody else. He was an adult. And that's what adults do. The second one, I don't remember the fellow's name, but it was the military person who did the video saying all the generals screwed up over in Afghanistan and they didn't have any accountability. So, of course, he went to military trial and he pleaded guilty. He said, "Yes, I did it. I broke my oath. It was my fault. I did it. I take full responsibility for it. I knew I shouldn't have done it when I did it, but I felt I had to do it." So he made a choice. He didn't blame the military. He didn't blame the rules. He knew he broke the rules. And I think he was going to give up $4,000 or $5,000 of his retirement money, and maybe he had to spend a few days in the brig. But the point was, he basically said, "Hey, I made a choice. I'm admitting I made a choice. I'm admitting it's my responsibility. Now I'm here to take the consequences of my choice." He was an adult. So today, when you're going through your day, I mean, look around the people around you and see who's making choices and who takes responsibility for their choices, whether it's business or personal or professional life. Who makes a choice suffers some bad consequence and says, "But it wasn't my fault. It was Joe's fault." And the issue of fault here is not the issue. The issue is that did the person as an adult recognize that he made the choice or she made the choice that resulted in these negative consequences? It's not easy being adult. It's a little easier to be a three-year-old child where if something goes wrong, it was mama's fault or daddy's fault or grandma's fault or papa's fault. But it wasn't the child's fault, and that's a child's life. But most of us by now, certainly me, I've been around for 79 years. I still struggle with sometimes being a child. I know I made the choice, but I'm pretty sure it was somebody else's fault. But when I act as an adult, I recognize it's my fault. I made the choice. It hurt someone. It had some negative consequences. What can I do to make it right? Because I have to accept accountability, full accountability, for all my choices. Now, I hope you made a choice today to listen to this whole 10 minutes with Robert Sherwood on a Wednesday morning. I hope you make a choice to subscribe and listen to more. The other day we talked about reputation, and that was an important concept. This morning I woke up thinking about adults and children and what makes a difference. I'm pretty well convinced now that the difference is adults recognize they are the result of their choices, and they take responsibility for their choices, and they take responsibility for the unintended sometimes the negative consequences of their choices. That's it for today. Have a great day. It's sunny here in Santa Clarita, California. In the next couple days, I'll be coming to you from Carmel, California, which is near Monterey, which is near the Pebble Beach Golf Course. No, I won't be playing golf. I will be in Carmel at a wedding. And I made that choice. I made a choice some time ago to go to the wedding, and that's where we're headed. So make some choices today. And sometimes your choices may be, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm not going to do something else. That's still a choice. So make those choices today. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is 10 Minutes with Bob Sherwood, signing off on this Wednesday afternoon. Goodbye. Choices.